Aber Freien Brachfels, let you do the tour away.
In this parsha, we have perhaps one of the strangest stories of Sefer Bereishis. When Yitzchak decides to give the bruchas to Esav, and Yaakov thinks different, he goes, dresses himself up, he goes to his father Yitzchak and says, Ani Esav b'chorecho. I am Esav, your Bechor. Onoichi Esav Bechor. Now, there are many different interpretations, many different facets how to understand this story. However, I would like together with you to analyze it today from a halachic perspective. Now, we are definitely not questioning if what Yaakov Avinu did was correct or not. Of course it was correct. Rivko told him to do so, al pi Ruach HaKodesh, al pi Nevius, and therefore there's no question if what Yaakov Avinu did was correct or not. However, let's try to analyze a somehow similar case. When a father has two sons, and he wants to give a present to one of his sons, can the other son go and try to grab this present away? Or perhaps convince his father that he should be the one to receive this present. Let's discuss another case, perhaps more relevant. Someone goes and finds the right property for him. It seems to be exactly what he's looking for, the right location, the right price. He meets the seller, they discuss the price, they discuss the conditions, and they all agree. They're happy to go ahead. Both are happy with the sale. However, they didn't yet exchange contracts. Now, I hear of this potential sale. Can I go and approach the seller and offer him a higher bid? Or perhaps convince him that he would do better to sell the property to me whereas to the other person? Is this correct or not? Now, I would like to clarify and emphasize that these kind of questions have many details towards them. And every case is very different, and only an expert in Hilchos Choshen Mishpat is competent to give the right advice where it would be allowed and where not. And it's beyond the scope of this shiur to be able to pasken halucha lemaase. However, I would like to go together with you to explore this fascinating sugya, to see the Gemurah, the Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch, to have some kind of appreciation of this sugya. Let's start with the Gemurah in Kiddushin, Daf Nuntes. The Gemurah tells us a story. Rav Gidl have mehapich bahi are. Rav Gidl was about to acquire a piece of land. Uzal Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba came, Zovne, he went and bought it, grabbed away this deal, bought the field instead of Rav Gidl. Now, Rav Gidl was very upset. Uzal Rav Gidl, Koblei l'Rabbi Zeire. He went to Rabbi Zeire and complained, look what Rabbi Abba did. He grabbed away my field. I was about to buy this field. He came and bought it instead of me. Now, the Chofetz Chaim writes that it must be that in this Gemurah, he had no way of approaching Rabbi Abba directly. Because if he would have gone to him, and it would be Lashon Hara to go and talk to Rabbi Zeire about it. But for any reason, it must be that here he couldn't approach Rabbi Abba directly, and therefore the right thing for him was to go to Rabbi Zeire. Yeah, but if you can approach a person himself without going to the Dayan, and you can get it back, so you shouldn't go straight to the night.
If you
Ozal Rabbi Zeir v'kiblet Rabbi Yitzchak Nafre. Rabbi Zeir went to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafre, the Rebbe of Rabbi Abba, and told him, look what Rabbi Abba did. Omar lei hamtein atshiya le'etzleinu l'regel. Let's wait till Yontiv. There's a mitzvah of chayiv udom lehagbil pnei raboi b'regel. Rabbi Abba will come to me and I'll discuss it with him. The kachave. Kisulik, when he came, he visited his Rebbe. Rabbi Abba visited his Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafre. Omar lei, his Rebbe asked him the following case. What do you think about that? Uni mehapich b'charure. A poor person, mehapich, is about to acquire a piece of cake. Ubo acher, and then a second person comes, v'not leimeno, and grabs it away. Mai, how would you label the second person? What would you tell me about him? Omar lei nikro rushe. He's considered a rushe, and as some poskim say, you're allowed to go to in shul, announce, publicize this person is a rushe for what he did. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafre looked at him and asked him, Velomar my tam huvatruchi. So why did you do exactly the same? If you understand that you can't grab away a piece of cake from a poor person before he acquires it when he's about to do so, why did you grab away the field of Rav Gidl before he acquired this field? Omar lei lo have yodane. I'm sorry, I didn't know. I wasn't aware that Rav Gidl was about to buy this field. Hashtenami neis v'nihalei. Mar, says Rav Yitzchak Nafre, okay, but now you know about it, give it back to him. Omar lei told him, Zivune loy mezvenine. No, you want me to sell it back to him? I can't sell it back to him. Why not? De'are kamaisehi v'loy mesamne milse. I have a tradition. It's not a good simon to sell the first field, the first property you ever bought. And therefore, this is the first property I bought. I would love to give it back, to sell it back to Rav Gidl, but I can't. It's a bad simon for me to take this feed and sell it further. However, but I'm happy to give it him as a present. You said I did something wrong purchasing this field. You're right, I didn't know. I can't sell it back to him, but I can give it him as a present. Rav Gidl loy nuchis lo. Rav Gidl wasn't comfortable of receiving this present. He didn't want any presents. Rabbi Abba loy nuchis lo. Rabbi Abba also didn't want to enjoy this field. Mishum de hippich bo Rav Gidl, because he bought it in not such a nice way. Loimar nuchis lo, loimar nuchis lo. Rav Gidl didn't want to enjoy the field, and Rabbi Abba didn't want to enjoy the field. So what happened with the field? Umiskerei are de Rabunon. It was called Are, a piece of land, the Rabunon of the Rabunon. And Rashi explains, it was Hefker the Rabunon, the Tamid Chachomim were able to go, enjoy the fruits, and be in this field. This is the story of our Gemara. So we see clearly from our Gemara that if one person tries to acquire a piece of land, and the second person comes and grabs it away of him, he is considered a Rushe, and this would be exactly or similar to the case of Uni Mehapich B'charur. Now we'll have to understand, what does it mean a person is acquiring a piece of land? Does it mean if a person had the viewing of a property, no one is allowed to interfere and touch this property? Of course not. We'll have to discuss soon exactly in which stage is he considered a Mehapich. But once a person is a Mehapich, may it be a field or may it be a piece of cake, there's an issue of grabbing it away. So what was exactly the story of this poor person taking this piece of bread or cake? Now before we go further, I just want to say that I heard that Rav Eliashiv, when he brought this Gemara, he said that selling today a first property is no bad simon at all. Only in the times of the Gemara, when people used to buy a field or buy a property and they would keep it in the family for generations, and then if you sell the first property, it's not a good simon. But today, when we buy and we sell, a person knows when he buys a property, he might sell it afterwards. Therefore, don't worry, there's no bad simon in selling it. In any case, what was here the case of the Uni Mehapich B'charur? Here we find a big machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, the charur, the piece of cake, was lying on the street. It was hefke. The poor person walks on the street, he sees this piece of cake, and he wants to pick it up. And then the second person comes, grabs it away. This is the case we are talking about. Therefore, Rashi says, it doesn't make a difference if the first person acquiring the object or the property is doing so by matter of a sale. It doesn't make a difference if it's a present or if it's hefker. Every case, when one person is about to acquire something, you can't grab it away. It seems to be that the logic of Rashi is that once a person holds in such a stage where he almost purchased this property or this object, then we look at it as if it's his. Somehow it's his so far that you can't grab it away. And therefore, what's the difference if he's paying for it or he picks it up from the street? Whenever he's about to do so, by you grabbing it away from him, you are only mehapech b'charur. Now, Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos brings a proof that it can't be, this can't be daluch. Tosfos brings a Gemara in Baba Metzia. A poor person walks in a field, and he wants to collect peyer, the corner of a field, which is one of the matnos aniyim, presents for the poor people. And he wants to go to the corner of the field and to cut the wheat in order to have this peyer. Now, before he does so, he takes a talus, he takes a big cloth, and he puts it on this tefuah to show that he was the first one who saw it. And therefore, no one else should come and take it away. And then he would go there and cut his tefuah. So the Gemara says we can take away this talus and first come, first serve. And if a second person who only came later sees this tefuah, he can go there, lift up the talus, and take away the tefuah. Because the first person didn't do a kinyan yet, right? Now, why is this any different to Unni Mehapech B'charurin? When you see this cake on the floor, and the poor person wants to pick it up, he didn't do so, but you see, he wants to pick it up, you can't go and grab it away. So why can you take the payer when the first person saw it before? And therefore, Tosfos argues with Rashi, and says, Unni Mehapech B'charurin only applies by a sale. Only when, like the case of Rav Gidl and Rav Abbe, when they were buying a field, there we could say, don't interfere, let the first person buy the field. However, if we talk a case of Hefker, like the case of Rashi with the piece of cake, if we talk in a case of a present, or like payer, there we say, the first person who comes can take this object or this property. What's the logic behind Tosfos' svara? Tosfos seems to say, as the Mordechai explains, that by a sale we can tell a person, why do you need to interfere with this property? You anyway pay money for it. So go and buy a different property. You have to buy exactly this one. It might involve some effort. It might not be always so easy, but why do you need to interfere? You anyway want to pay money for it, go and buy a different property. However, in the case of a matune, in the case of Hefke, what would you tell him? Go and find a different piece of cake. I can't find different pieces of cake. This is a present, it's Hefke. And therefore, only in the case of a sale would we say, Uni mehapich b'charure. Only in the case of a sale, when the first person is almost so far to acquire this field, this object, then we would say, don't interfere. Because we could tell to the person, instead of buying this field, let this person and go and buy a different field. However, in the case of a present, in the case of Hefke, there's no issue to grab it away. Tosfos doesn't say it's a noble act to do so. Tosfos doesn't say you have to do so, but you are allowed to do so. If so, what's Oni Mehapach B'charur? What's the case of Oni Mehapach B'charur according to Tosfos? The piece of cake is not in the street. The bakery has the last piece of cake in the store. Someone comes inside, wants to buy this last piece of cake, takes out the purse, starts to take out the money, someone else comes and grabs it away. And there we tell him, why do you need to buy this piece of cake? It's the last piece of cake. Go to a different bakery, go to a different shop, you don't have to go and buy this one. However, in the case of Hefke, in the case of a present, there's no problem whatsoever. Now let me ask you the following case. I have a meeting, I'm quite late for the meeting, I'm driving with the car. It's a very busy street, usually there are no parking spots available. And I see on the other side of the street one parking spot available exactly on the place where I need to be. I'm about to do a U-turn to drive in this car, in this parking spot. Now you see what is happening, you see the car, the parking spot, you see me doing a U-turn. You go and drive quickly in the parking spot, grabbing it away. Is this a problem of only mehapach b'charura? What do you think? Is this the same as taking away the piece of cake when the poor person wants to get it, to acquire it? Is this the same as buying the field when the first person was about to acquire it? Here also, the first person sees the parking spot. He's about to grab it, and then you come and grab it from him.
You run the block three times, there's no space, and they take their space. He takes it.
We see in the Gemara, even if you weren't aware for what happened, still it's a problem of Olim Apu Charu, so you would have to pull out, perhaps, and let the other person go in. So it seems to be that this will be a machloikas Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, where Oni Mehapu Charore applies in every case, in the case of a present, in the case of Hefker. Now when the first person sees the parking spot, he's about to kind of acquire it, kind of driving in this parking spot, you can't go and grab it away. However, according to Tosfos, where Tosfos says Oni Mehapu Charore only applies in the case of a sale. What's the logic behind that? Because we can say, why do you need exactly to buy this field? Go and buy another field. But by this parking spot, if there's no other parking spot available, what would you tell him? Go and find a different parking spot? There is no different parking spot. And therefore, it seems to be that Tosfos would say, there's no problem to do so. Again, Tosfos doesn't say you should do so. And Tosfos doesn't say it's a very noble act to do so. However, it would not be forbidden. You would not be able to publicize this person as a rusha. We'll come to that. So, let's go back. That's a very good question. We'll soon come to that. Let's go back to the logic of Tosfos. Tosfos said, only by a sale we say, Oni mehapach b'charura. Why? Because we tell to the person, you need to buy exactly this property. Can't you buy a different property? Okay, it'll be some tirch involved, some efforts involved. But you don't need to buy necessarily this piece of karka, this piece of land, or this property. Now, we have two extreme cases. One case of hefker, one case of a present, a matone, where we said that Rashi would say there's a problem of Oni Mehapu Charure, and Tosfos says there's no problem. And we have the second case, the second extreme, of a piece of land in the times of the Gemara, where there were probably more than one piece of land available, and if he plants his wheat in this field or a different field, it doesn't make such a difference. So we tell to Rabbi Abba, you don't need to acquire this piece of land. But how about if this property is a metzia? I can't find a similar property. It might be because the price is cheaper than the regular property. It might be because there's no other properties available in this area. The location is very unique. What do we say is such a case? That's a case in between. It's not a metzia. It's not hefker. It's not a regular sale. It's somewhere in between. It's a sale, but it's a metzia, a very specific sale. The Ramban says it doesn't make a difference. According to the opinion of Tosfos, a sale is a sale, and there's always an issa involved. Now, according to Rashi, of course there's an issa involved, because Rashi says even for a present, there's an issa of Oni Mehapach B'Charura. But according to Tosfos, would there be a problem or not? The Ramban says yes. However, many poskim, including the Ramur, say that no. The whole logic of Tosfos was, I can tell the person, why do you need to buy this piece of land? Buy another piece of land. This is okay for a market where you could find a similar piece of land. Maybe not the next day, but it's not so hard to find such a piece of land. However, if you find the metzia because it's much cheaper, or you find a very unique location, there the issa of Oni Mehapach B'Charura will not apply. Now, you could ask, so what is the definition of a metzia? Sometimes a person goes and says, I bought a metzia, and you ask him how much he paid for it, and you think to yourself, he overpaid. So we have to define exactly what a metzia is, and we can't call every property a metzia because it's exactly on the location I want and it's exactly the price I want to pay for. But if it's clear that it is called a metzia, and we'll leave it up to the dying to decide if this is considered a metzia or not, the example the Ramo gives of a piece of land which is bar metzu, which is next to my piece of land, and the first person wants to buy this piece of land, I can go and grab it away, because to have two fields next to each other makes a big difference. So again, we have this middle case, this case of a sale, which is the metzia. Rashi would say it doesn't make a difference. Even Hefka, there's a problem. Tosfos would say, according to the Ramban, a sale is a sale. But according to many poskim, there where it's a clear metzia, there's no issa of oni mehapach b'charul. And again, we'll have to clearly define what a metzia is, and we'll leave that up to the dying to decide what is considered a metzia and what not. Right, so there's a different sugya of once he gave his word, can he retract? We're not talking about this sugya. We're talking here about the koine can he be mehapu chavo. You're right, this is a different sugya. What should the moichu do? Yeah. So, let's just see again the three cases. The first case was a metzia. You go and you find a piece of cake on the street. Someone wants to give a present, and a person is already very near to acquiring it. Can you come and grab it away? Rashi says no. Tosfos says yes. The second case, a case of a sale, the case of the Gemurah, where you could find a similar sale somewhere else. There, everyone agrees, once the first person is about to acquire it, don't come and take it away. The middle case, where it's a sale, but it's a very unique sale, it's much cheaper, the location is very specific. There, according to many poskim, according to Tosfos, it would be no problem of only mehapach b'charul. According to Rashi, it would be anyway a problem. And we said, we'll leave it up to the dayan to define exactly when it's considered a true metzia, and when not, as udam, negea, be'atzmo, in a person, might quickly consider every property a metzia. Now, what is mehapach? We asked before. The is of only mehapach b'charul is only when the first person almost acquired this property. And we said, of course, when a person has a viewing in a property, we don't have to say, now it's his, we don't interfere, he can buy it because he was the first person who has a viewing. Of course not. So what is the definition of mehapach b'charul? The Ramo brings Shita of the Malchus, who says that when both agreed on all conditions, they agreed on the price, there's no reason why the sale shouldn't happen. The only thing which is missing is the kinyan, the exchange of contracts. There's the issa of oni mehapach b'charul. But if they didn't agree yet, they're still fighting over the price, they didn't discuss the conditions yet, and they are not yet so far to finalize, there oni mehapach b'charul doesn't apply. The preacher adds one stage further. He says that if the negotiations are minor. Imagine a person wants to sell a house for £500,000 and the buyer only wants to offer £499,000. You assume that without interfering, of course, the sale would happen. And for £1,000, the deal would not be cancelled. There also, only mehapach b'charul would apply.
Subject to contract doesn't mean it's complete, then.
Sorry?
Subject to contract.
Depends on the...
You agree to the price, but subject to contract means...
So if there's a true, if we can truly assume that there's a chance as well that it wouldn't go through because they have to discuss the mortgages or all other things, then you're right. If it's just to be safe, or you know that there's no reason why you shouldn't complete, then there would be a problem of only mehapach b'charul. Now, what's the halacha? We saw the opinion of Rashi, we saw the opinion of Tosfos. What's the halacha in this case? The Shulchan Aruch is not so clear what he holds. However, the Ramo says very clearly, he paskens like Tosfos, that the problem is only in the case of a mechira, of a sale. And the Ramo says if it's a clear metzia, also the issa of oni mehapach b'charul doesn't apply. However, the Igros Moshe, Moshe Feinstein, the Shulchan Aruch Rav both write that Bal Nefesh Yachmir al Atzmoy, a Bal Nefesh should be Machmir in any case, even if it's a present, even if it's a Hefker, he shouldn't interfere, he should let the first person finalize, and Mitzvah Shem Abish will help him, he'll find a similar deal. Let's discuss a similar case. Shechnur brings a similar case, a bit different, but still very similar. Shechnur talks about a melamed, a tutor. Someone is looking for a position as a melamed. And he knows of a certain balabus, he knows of a certain father who would hire a melamed. He wants to go and offer his services. The only problem is, the balabus agreed already with someone else, or hired already someone else. Can he go and offer his services? Can he say, you know, I'm also teaching, maybe you want to try my services? Can he do so or not? So said Shechnur, quoting a Tosfos, this would be as well, Oni mehapach b'chavur. The tutor is already hired. He is considered like the first person purchasing the field. And the second tutor wants to get his job, wants to grab it away from him. And therefore it's exactly the same as Oni mehapach b'chavur ubo acher v'not le'imeno, and therefore will be forbidden to do so. However, what do you think about the following case? The tutor is not looking for a job. The father is looking for a tutor for his son. And he found a tutor he likes very much. The problem is that this tutor teaches his neighbor's son. Can he go to the tutor and say, come to me, I'll offer you better conditions, or whatever it is? Can he go and convince the teacher, the tutor, to teach his children? What do you think? Now, schools, we're not talking about schools. This might be, if the school would collapse without this teacher, it might be a different case. We're talking about the tutor of a private melamed. It seems to be the same case, right? The father approaches this melamed. The melamed is already hired by the neighbor. So he is the first owner. Not the owner, but the first person who hired this tutor. You come and you grab it away from him. Surprisingly, the Shulchan Aruch says this case would be allowed. What is the difference? What is the difference between the tutor looking for a job? He can't approach another balabus. Do you want to hire me if the other balabus agreed already with someone else? However, the second case, when the father of the child is looking for a tutor, he could approach a tutor and say, maybe you want to teach my son. Now, we're not discussing if it's something which he should do or not. We're discussing if it's also or not. What's the difference? Let's try to remember the sugi we learned, Rashi and Tosfos, and perhaps we'll have an understanding to the Shulchan Aruch. We saw in the Gemara, Oni mehapach b'charure u'bo'acher v'not le'imenu is forbidden nikra rushe. And we discussed the case where Rab Abba bought the field that Rav Gidl was about to buy. He grabbed it away from him, and this was considered oni mehapach b'charure. Rashi's opinion was that this applies even in the case of Hefke. Even in the case where you won't have any other opportunity to find a similar piece of cake or similar property, in every case it's forbidden. Tosfos said, no, this is only the case of a sale. However, if you find a piece of cake on the street, which is hefke, which is a matune, you can't find this piece of cake somewhere else, therefore the isav oni mehapach b'charura doesn't apply. And we discussed what's the case, a middle case, a case of a mitzia, and we saw the different opinions. Now let's try to learn the Shulchan Aruch with the opinion of Rashi. If Rashi says, in every case where you try to grab away something from another person, there's a prohibition of oni mehapach b'charura, it wouldn't make a difference if the tutor is looking for a job and he goes to the second balbus and he says, do you want to hire me, when by doing so he takes away the job of the first Lamed. Or the second case, where I'm looking for a tutor for my son, and I want to grab him away from my neighbor. Both cases would be only Mahapot B'chamur. However, let's think what's with Toysus. Toysus says only Mahapach Harura only applies. The logic of only Mahapach Harura is, why do you need to buy this piece of field? Why can't you buy another piece of field? Therefore, the first case is understandable. You're looking for a job, you need exactly this job, go and find yourself a different job. As a tutor, as something a bit different. There isn't only one job available in Manchester. And therefore, it would be considered, says the Shulchan Aruch, only mehapach b'charura, because why do you need to grab away this job, find yourself a different job? However, the second case, if the father feels that this tutor would be the right one to learn with my son, and as we all know, different tutors have different ways of teaching, and not every child can learn with every tutor. Says the Sma, Eine doime l'schiris, de l'eil b'schiris batim, oi keilim kulom shuvin hein. They're all equal. Masha eiken bas buras halimut ve'yunoi. But how to explain a gemurah? How to explain a mishnah? How to teach, how to tutor a child? Every melamed is different. And therefore, what would you tell me? Go and find a different melamed. To find a different melamed might not be the right melamed for my son. And therefore, there would be no issa of oni mehapach b'charura in this case. However, we don't say that that's the thing he should do. He might consult his das teure if he wants to do so. We have the Shulchan Aruch Rav and Igros Moshe who say, bal nefesh yachmer al atzmoin, in any case, even in the case of a matuna, in a case where he has no other way of getting it, he should still refrain, and therefore, these are the opinions. Let's go back to the first two cases we brought in the beginning of this year, and let's see if we know the answer for these cases. The first case was a father wants to give a present to his son. The second son comes and wants to convince his father, give it to me instead. Can he do so or can't he do so? Is this oni mehapach b'charura or is it not oni mehapach b'charura? Now, the opinion of Rashi is very clear. Every case, if it's a matone, if it's hefke, don't interfere. When the first person is about to get this present, the first child will get this present without you interfering. Don't interfere, don't take it away. Tosfos, however, said, no. The issa is only by a sale, and therefore there is no issa in doing so. Again, we didn't say it's advice to do so, there's no issa in doing so. Lehaluche, we bought the Ramo who said we passed like Tosfos, and we bought the Igros Moshe and the Shulchan Aruch Rav who both say bal nefesh yachmer atzmoi, and we should not convince his father to give him the present. What's with the second case? A person wants to buy the property that someone else is about to purchase. He reached an agreement. Both are happy, the buyer and seller. We said according to the priest, even if they didn't finalize yet, but we know without interfering, we can assume that here the sale would go through. Can you interfere or can't you interfere? So here, everyone would agree, Rashi and Tosfos, that you are not allowed to interfere, and if you interfere, nikro rusha. Now, what's the case of a metzia? In the case of a clear metzia, we said that the Ramo says that there would be no issa. But again, we are very quickly to decide that everything is a metzia, and therefore, the question should be asked if this is considered a metzia or not. And we still have the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Igros Moshe who say, even if it's a metzia, even if it's for free, someone is giving away his house, you shouldn't interfere if the first person is already about to acquire it. Don't interfere. Bal nefesh yachmir al atzmi. This is the sugya of oni mehapach b'charura. I would like to conclude with the same way we started. Every question in Hilchos Chayei Mishpat has many, many details. And sometimes there are details we even don't think about, which makes a big difference. And therefore, going out of this shir and deciding this is okay and this is not okay, this is not the idea of this shir and this is beyond the scope of this shir, and everyone should ask a competent dayan, an expert in Hichas Choshen Mishpat, if he has a question. However, once we learned together the sugya, we saw the different Rishonim, we saw the Shulchan Aruch, we might have an appreciation for the sugya, and we might know when a question arises, and we might know when a question should be asked. Shkoyach.
Same thing. Oh, man.